a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
In the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It's a Monday night edition of the Midnight Rider. Glad you are with us, the 26th of November, 2007. Did you survive Thanksgiving? I darn sure hope you did. I had a great time and a nice time off to kind of recharge your batteries there and get ready to go. Got to play with the granddaughter on Thanksgiving Day. And I got to get her all excited, bouncing around and laughing, and hand her to somebody else so she could spit up. But we had an excellent time, and got to spend time with family. Took the kids to a movie on Friday, and we went and saw Fred Claus, which is a cute little movie. And so we saw it and had a great time. Kimberly went and saw Beowulf with her mom in 3D. She says it's an excellent movie. I've not checked it out yet. But Fred Claus was okay. Me and the kids had a good time. Only needed one bathroom break during the movie, which was an absolute bonus. So I hope your Thanksgiving holiday weekend was great as well. And that you got to spend some time with family and friends and that kind of thing. And I hate the commercialism of all these holidays. But the thing I do like is just getting together and just sitting down and chilling out, and everybody's laughing and telling some stories and that kind of thing. And it's just funny when you just sit and, like, you know, laugh at the stupid stuff that you did, that you used to do. And then, of course, you know, new people come into the fold and they get to learn about the stupid stuff you did. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, you've all got stuff on each other. So it makes it so much fun. Just to kind of rattle it all out. But tonight is open lines. I've got guests later in the week. We'll announce them hopefully tomorrow night. I've got some people who said yay, but no confirmation yet as to a date. Friday night we will have the Young Guns Roundtable with Doug Owen, BlacklistedNews.com, Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org, and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. These guys... We have them on every couple of weeks. These guys are some of the top-notch news hounds in the Patriot and Freedom Movement. And they flat dish the news out. And so we're going to have them on Friday night. We'll kind of go through the last couple of weeks of news and take a look at that. The chat rooms are open right now, both MidnightRiderShow.com and the Republic Broadcasting Network set chat room at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And we will pop into both of those here in just a moment and do a little Mouseketeer roll call when we come back from the break. If you would like to join us on the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Good show ahead of us tonight. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on this Open Lines edition on the 26th of November, 2007. Wow. Got to eat lots of turkey. Got to, oh, man, you know, that's the good thing. You get to go home for mom's cooking. Always like that. Well, except for mom usually gets the turkey at a store, but the side dishes are the cool thing. My mom and my sister make this potato dish. It's kind of like a creamy, cheesy kind of middle with small chopped up potatoes in it, and they put cornflakes on top of it. This thing, and I think it's got some sour cream in it, and this stuff tastes so freaking good. I know I ate about 3 helpings of that, and sweet potatoes were good this year. Everything was good, and so I just had a ball and a blast, and I hope you did too. All right, Masketeer, real cool time. Here on the Midnight Rider in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. Right there on the front page. Just click the chat link and you're in there. Right now, chatting is Catherine, Exhale, Fresh, John G underscore DDI. I don't know what the DDI means. Chris, Knight Rider, Omnipotent, God has returned to the chat room. Reality Inc. and Rogue Dolphin. That's everybody right now in the RBN chat room. More usually come in as we go along. Usually after I mentioned it, about a half a dozen people show up, always. Over in the Midnight Rider chat room, right now, we have Antonio, Calvin, David B., Doug, Fates, Webb, Hard True Soldier Chick, James, Josh, K. Barker, MT, which stands for Medical Transcriptionist, by the way, Chris, Lucas, Mac, Michael, Mike, CTW, Ness, P-Rod 68, Patriot of Freedom, Robert from Truth Pool, Rob Works, and Sidetracked.
No toss the kitty tonight.
We got over 30 people chatting and between the two rooms, and that's just awesome, and I always like that. And so I'm glad everybody is with us tonight for the program. If you've got comments or thoughts or suggestions about the show or anything, drop me a note. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's the name of the website, midnightridershow.com. There's also an email link there, too, as well. Ron Paul up over the 9 million mark. I've not gotten an exact total. It was like 9.2, Kimberly says, and but I haven't checked in a while. Let's do that now, shall we? And we will check it here and see exactly where they at. The big Tea Party 07 is coming up on the 16th. Where everybody registers and gives $100 or really whatever you can. And of course, Ron Paul's campaign saying, look, man, we've got it. We need money now, too. So do what you can. 9,220,361 even. So very cool there. And then that's what I'm talking about, Tea Party 07. I've got the backseat driver over here. I need like a roll of tape or something. I don't know. She's like talkative tonight. And tonight she just sits there and says nothing. Tonight she's like talkative. She feels better, so she's had like one of these little ear infections. So that's been the craziest thing. It just like we have one thing after the next brought home. We're all kinds of crazy things. But no, Ron Paul doing well. Almost 10 million here in the last week of the month. So an extra 800,000, we could generate that by the end of the month. That would look good and put him in good stead. The mainstream media is still freaking out about Ron Paul. They don't know what to do with this guy. Because they've never seen any type of a campaign like this before. It's literally people just from everywhere. All races, colors, creeds, educational levels, economic levels are all getting together and saying, hey, we'd like our country back, please. Knock, knock. Hello. And so Ron Paul continues to go up in the polls. It's funny when you look at these websites around the net regarding Ron Paul, people that have anything negative to say about him, it's never about issues. It's always, well, he's a lonely town. He's incendiary. And he's a libertarian. Ooh. That's kind of like saying, oh, Ron Paul's got cooties. Ooh. They can never debate him on the facts or get into discussions about the facts. And that's one of the reasons why some of these sites have disallowed any Ron Paul discussion whatsoever. Ron Paul das Verboten. Achtung, no Ron Paul, verboten. So no Ron Paul talk at places like Free Republic and Red State and places like that. Because, again, you know, to them, this is like a raffle to see who wins. Or like, it's like you're rooting for a team. Well, the Republicans are 12-0 this season, and they're coming back off a hard game against the Independents last week. Democrats with a strong defense. A great pass rush and the option stand a great chance of defeating the Republicans this year in the election bowl. It's like it's a dadgum football game. Instead, we should be thinking about, hey, this is about our country. This is about real ideas. And we should be focusing on real ideas. Ron Paul does. He offers some real freaking solutions. And that's what they don't like, because it's more for so many of these people, it's, hey, let's spend some more money we ain't got, fix this. It doesn't get fixed. We just spend a lot more money that we don't have. And we end up with the same thing being talked about the next election cycle. And the Democrats have got to worry. You know, of course, all this paradigm is false. This left-right paradigm thing is all false, all bogus anyway. But if you're a Democrat, you've got to be worried if you're sitting there in Congress because you were sent with a job to do, and that was get us out of Iraq, and you've done nothing to do it. So in my mind, the plan needs to be this. Vote for Ron Paul. But at the same time, in Congress, you vote every independent, I mean, every incumbent, whether they're Democrat or Republican, send them home. Goodbye. Every one of them that's up for election, that's an incumbent, you tell them to go bye-bye. It's plain and simple. Don't give them another shot. They've had their chance. Some of these guys have been up there for years and years and years talking about how they're the party of change. They're this, they're that. The only thing that changes is the dollar amount of the national debt and how badly we get robbed. That's the only thing that changes. And each year they get their little raise that they vote in the middle of the night so nobody sees. For a representative in Congress, in the House of Representatives, $168,000. Senators, I think, make slightly more. You know, because of their experience and the fact that they're slow and deliberative. Huh? But $168,000 a year. I mean, come on. And these guys practically stay in Washington. Oh, well, you have to be there so you can get to the lobbyist. You know, that's, you know, got to be wine and dine. Got to be close to it. You know, can't stray far away from it at all. No. Must be right here, right up on it. But a lot of Democrats, I would be very, very worried if I'm a Democratic member of Congress to say, hey, wait a minute here, Wilbur. I may not be back around here in 2008 because we didn't do our job. What's wrong? Well, American people are mad. Congress has an approval rating of like 11%. The Jorge W. Bush administration has an approval rating of like 24%. Cheney's actually like at 13% or less by now. By the way, he had an irregular heartbeat. They had to shock his heart back into a regular rhythm today. Sorry, that procedure was successful. You know, and it's terrible to say that. But then again, you know, he's Darth Vader. Luke, I am your father. He's George W.'s daddy anyway. You know, whatever he decides to do, he does. Scott McClellan's going to have a book out in April that goes into his time as the White House press secretary. And in the book, he admits he lied. That they had him lie. Imagine that. Well, like that's a real shock. But I mean, the American people are getting tired of this. They're tired of dealing with these type of things. And people want folks with honesty, people with some freaking integrity, and people that when they go up there will do the things that they say that they're going to do, at least attempt them. Don't try to put on a little dog and pony show to make everybody think, oh, wow, you've done such a super job that they keep voting you in. But I think it's our mission this year that not only do we elect Ron Paul, we send every incumbent that is up for re-election, that's all 435 members of the House and a third of the Senate, we send them all home. Now, I know you're going to sit there and say, well, my guy's pretty good. He brings home things to us. No, send them all home. Bye-bye. Adios. We'll get another set of 435 to come in here, plus a third in the Senate. If they don't do it, 2 years from now, we send the rest of them packing. And we keep doing this and doing it and doing it until they get it right. Oh, and I know about the Diebold machines and all that kind of stuff. But take a ball back to the election place with you. That'll work too. All right. Joel in Florida, first time caller is holding. We'll talk to Joel after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Midnight Rider. That's right. Practice the Second Amendment. Take a gun to bed. There you go. There you go. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to join us tonight. 800-313-9443. Straight to the telephone we go. Without further delay, and we welcome Joel from Florida, a first-time caller. Joel, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, well, a good friend of mine that frequents your chat rooms, Paul Chowder Revere, turned me on to TNR.
Excellent.
And I really appreciate your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
It's a little off topic, but maybe a little small microcosm of where this country's going. I unplugged over the weekend with family and, you know, just got away from things to clear my head and just kind of flopped down on the couch on Saturday with my dad to watch some college football. And I happened to be watching the Alabama-Auburn game Saturday night. And late in the game, pretty pressure-packed situation between both teams, big rivalry and whatnot. But anyway, they had police officers with dogs right up to the back of the end zone. And one of the players, I believe a safety for Auburn, there was an incomplete pass in the back of the end zone. And one of the players from Auburn went to, like, do the motion that the pass was incomplete. And one of those police dogs reached up and almost took this kid's hand off.
Oh, man.
Right there in the back of the end zone. And I'm just sitting there. You know, I grew up playing sports, Mike. You know, athletics was always important to me. So, you know, I still flop down and watch a little football every now and then.
Sure.
But it just stunned me to you know, my dad even picked up on it. And I'm slowly chipping away at my family and trying to get them to open their eyes and wake up a little bit. And, you know, little things like that, you know, even jumped out at my dad. My dad was even flabbergasted that, you know, that there would be police dogs that close to the field of play. And, you know, and then I got my dad to back up, and I said, you know, Dad, why are there even police dogs on that football field? I mean,
right.
It's just a football game. I mean, I know it's a big rivalry and whatnot, but, I mean, you got to be kidding me. Dog's that close to the field, and the kid almost gets his hand taken off.
That's
so
ridiculous.
You know, it's just like, you know, if you can't see the lockdown, the police state being set up, I mean, here's college football players getting their hands bitten by police dogs while they're trying to play in the biggest game of their season.
And that's a huge rivalry. Yeah. And that's a shame. I mean, and look at all the sporting events that they've shut down. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago during the NCAA basketball tournament out in California, they shut an entire arena down because of a suspicious package.
Yeah.
It was a box of ketchup.
I mean, it's like, Mike, sports, like I said, you know, I still really appreciate sports. I think it's still one of the only things that's, you know, even somewhat natural, and, you know, there's not a big hoax surrounding it. And, you know, it's like you can't even sit down to enjoy a football game these days without seeing something that just startles you. But anyway, man, I appreciate your show. You know, I listen to Alex and Jack Blood, and I like your demeanor, Mike. You kind of chill me out in the evening, so, and just
Excellent. Keep
the information flowing. So, you know, I ride Alex and Jack and then chill for a while and then catch you late night. And I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate TNR, man.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in. And please call in again anytime, Joel.
I'll do it, Mike. Thanks.
Have a great night.
You too, buddy.
Nearly get his hand bit off. Well, that free safety must be Al-Qaeda, huh? Oh, man, I just... You know, what are we coming to? I mean, you've got guards everywhere. You know, some of these big sporting events, you've got to go through a metal detector. And I mean, all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just insanity. I mean, before long, I'm sorry, we got to check DNA before you walk in here. Yeah, sorry, gonna happen. I actually said, as I went to the doctor last week, last Wednesday, in the waiting room, they had it's a physical therapist. There's a basketball game in there, and I hadn't watched basketball in quite some time. But I sat there. Well, I was there, I think, for 15 minutes, and just sat and watched and just appreciated the athleticism of the two teams. They were out at the Maui Classic in Hawaii, and just watched some good offensive basketball. There's nothing like watching a well-coached team that knows how to execute. And good basketball movement, good penetrations, good floor movement away from the ball, all that. I did sports on the radio for a couple of years, back in the 90s. And so you just look for all this stuff. I mean, and it was just really cool to sit and watch it. Just kind of a veg moment there. And I know a lot of people like to unplug from this stuff, and I did a little bit. Sometimes we can get too caught up in what we're doing, and, it's good to step away. Everybody needs a break from time to time. I know that's a main thing. I mean, and I try to get one when I can, because if you don't, this stuff will literally drive you crazy. Back in a minute with more. We'll talk turkey when we get back. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
.443 is our number tonight here on an open lines edition of the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us for the program tonight. Turkey was good this Thanksgiving. Mom's gravy was good too. That was darn good stuff. But it seems that the Chinese kind of gave us like a little bonus this year. Officials from a major food exporter in China, it's from Kurt Nemo over at truthnews.us. Officials from a major food exporter in China apologized to American consumers today for shipping over 70 million poisonous turkeys to the U.S. early last week. But indicated that it was too late for a recall of their toxic food product. This writes Andy Borowitz. At a press conference on Saturday to discuss what went wrong with the shipment of turkeys, Wuhan officials, this is the Wuhan Exportation Company, they have revealed that the birds had been fed in an experimental combination of bird seed, lead pellets, and date rape drugs. Why not just get the turkeys drunk? Going forward, we're going to skip the lead pellets, the company's public relations director says. I guess this means the date rape drug's going to remain in there as well. Well, hey, baby, won't you come on over? We'll lower the lights, put on a little soft Elvis, and have some turkey. Yeah, baby, there you go. Here, have a thigh, have another leg. There you go. How about, why don't you eat the breast? There you go. How about chew on the bone? Let's get some marrow there. There you go. Oh, my gosh. But, of course, you know, we're supposed to love the Chinese because the Chinese are our friends.
About inflation, that's another interesting point because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
And it improves your chance of getting lucky if you're a guy. We're going to forget the date. We're going to forget the lead pellets, guys. We're going to leave those out. We learned our lesson from the lead paint. We're going to keep the lead pellets out, but the date rape drug stays. My gosh. Oh, God. They're our friends. China's our friend. Yes, they love us so. Are you lonely? Are you desperate? Do you have a hard time getting a woman? We'll buy our turkeys this season and get lucky. That's right. Our turkeys come full of life-giving hormones, experimental bird seed, and a date rape drug. Everything a man needs to find that special woman for an evening. And of course, you'll be able to spread the holiday spirit. There you go. Call now. 1-800, I'm a turkey from China. Extension 42. That's 1-800, I'm a turkey from China. Extension 42. Or go to our website, Get Lucky with the Gobbler.com. I mean, how can you know? This is so sad. How can you not laugh at this stuff? I mean, it's so absurd. Thank you for calling Chinese Turkey Hotline. How can I help you? Look, I've had this gal. She's eating like half the turkey. She's still wide awake. What's going on here? I mean, my God. Here's you have children. Okay, honey, that's fine. Here's some Chinese toys. Take them to your kids. Have them gnaw on it. There's some lead paint. Great for their teeth. Jeez. I mean, and we sit here and we keep doing business with these people. Oh, but the prices are low. That's right. Walmart's happy. Everybody's happy. I mean, we're ingesting all this freaking poison. But the bottom line is not. I can't hear you. You got to come to the microphone.
Where were these turkeys sold?
It doesn't say.
Well,
I mean, 70 million turkeys is going to be everywhere.
Well, I'm wondering if they weren't one chain.
I think they were Wang Cheng turkeys, yes. Wang Cheng turkeys, that's right.
Can I tell my turkey story?
You have a turkey story.
I do have a turkey
yes.
story.
Okay.
Okay. I'm in this store, and this manager comments on how cute Slick is, you know, and and everything. And he says, by the way, we're giving this turkey away in a few minutes. It's a great big one. He said, if you'll go ahead and sign up for the turkey, you may win it. Yours is the last name I'm going to take.
Right.
So I signed up and I said, can I crease my card? You know, bend it so I can increase my chances. And he said, well, yes. So we made a little tent out of the card, me and Slick. And Slick says, now we got to win. We need that turkey. And I said, yes, we sure do. And the man says, well, you guys look like you could use this big O turkey. Well, so my cell number was on there. And 5 minutes later, I went running back to Mother. And I said, Mother, put the turkey breast up. I'm fixing to win us a big O turkey. I just got a feeling I'm going to win the turkey. My cell phone rings. And it's the manager. He says, Kimberly, come on down and get your turkey. So I went running to the bakery to claim my turkey. And they bring this box out with this 8-foot blow-up turkey in it.
Well, look,
it wasn't even a real turkey.
Look, I think that you were probably better off getting the blow-up turkey. Because, I mean, who knows what would have happened had you had gotten one of these Chinese turkeys.
Oh, I know. We all would have ate it. You know, but well, whenever I told you about it, you were dying laughing. Because here I thought we were going to win a turkey.
I'm just glad now that it was a blow-up turkey that I didn't have my kids taking a date rape drug.
Well, yeah. Because at the place that we were probably at, that's probably why all the turkeys were on sale so cheap.
I mean, could you imagine the damage that could be done in a state like West Virginia or Arkansas? Sis, you awake? Never mind, that was cruel.
That was mean.
But it was funny.
Not as funny as gobblewithaturkey.com or whatever you said.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how, you know, why do we continue to put up with this? I mean, so Walmart can continue to give us great low prices?
Have you seen their latest commercials?
No, thank God, no.
They are actually telling you how much money you're saving a year by shopping there. They state that the average person saves $2,500 a year there. Where they get that figure, I don't know. But that's what they're coming up with. Me, I'm not a fan of them because they've got RFID.
Yeah, they got a lot of that junk.
On everything. And now the big companies are putting it on their products. And, of course, my office manager says they've been talking about this for 20 years. They've been doing stuff like this, and nobody knew it. Now it's out in the open. And they say it's so they can better track what products are selling and who their consumers are. But they can tell you, okay, well, Kimberly bought 5 things of this or 5 things of that, and her purchase was this, and then she came back to this store 3 days later. They can tell you everything about you.
Right.
That I don't like. That's why we make our own.
Right. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program. By the way, you're a winner of a free turkey.
I got a turkey?
Free turkeys.
Oh, boy, I like
straight,
stuff
straight from China. Yeah. Oh, man, hey, these have been fed with experimental bird seed, lead pellets, and a date rape drug.
Yeah,
all
right,
good.
With lead pellets.
Yeah, and a date rape drug.
Well, was that the lead pellets put lead in the male turkey's pencil, or what's the deal here?
I don't know, but here is your chance to get someone back to Fort Defiance.
Nah, I don't want that. You mentioned earlier about sports being a release. And,
yeah.
I listen to 100 hours of streaming a week on several networks, mostly RBN, and I get to the point where I don't care who's on at what time, but when Jay Leno comes on, I say, I've had enough of this crap for one day. I'm going to turn this computer off, and I'm going to listen to his monologue and get a laugh or two, you know. So we do need some diversion from it. But I heard a replay on Jeff Rentz Sunday night, the 25th, like Christmas Day, 25th of this month, this last Sunday. It was a replay. You can go into his website and I guess find out. I couldn't catch the lady's name, but it was Lorraine Monet. My French.
Oh, Lorraine Murray.
My name is not very, my French is not very yeah. good.
Lorraine Murray?
Yeah, I'm English, so I don't like French people. L-E-U-R-E-N-M-O-N-E-T.
Probably M-O-R-E-T. It's Lorraine Murray. Yeah, she's out of California.
I don't think there's an R in it, but there may be. I might have miscopied it off of the website.
What was she talking about?
Globalist depopulation.
Yeah, that's some
and
stuff she talks
mentions,
about.
She mentions the 1974 National Security Council Kissinger Memo 200 dated April 24th of 1974. And she went through their strategies, how they're going to kill off 80% of the world's population probably by 2012. And it was awfully disgusting.
Yeah. Sure is.
They're going to use depleted uranium. You know, the depleted uranium in the jet stream set off the nuke plant radiation, airborne radiation detectors on the east coast of the United States.
Yeah.
If you don't think we're getting it, now we got at least six areas in the United States that manufacture DU weapons or munitions, I should say. And we've got probably a half a dozen firing areas where they go out and test this stuff out. And we've got contamination of that in our country. And then she was talking about how they used tainted vaccines for AIDS in Africa. And then she went into the flu vaccine stuff that's tainted. And then she went into the Philippines that everybody... woman that came in that had a baby that was alive and healthy, they had to take the shot. The shot made the Filipino woman's body allergic to a fertilized embryo.
Oh, my.
And induced abortion. So it was, and so she could have no more, she was theoretically sterile the rest of her life. This is the kind of crap our government's involved in.
Oh, yeah. And that just scratches the surface, Gary. I mean, that is that didn't even get into the deep part of it.
Yeah.
The experiments that they've run on people and things that they continue to do. I mean, you know, it's all but confirmed that AIDS is an engineered bioweapon for depopulation. I mean, you know, some guy and a monkey. That don't float.
I kind of glanced through the memo 200. I got it on the website. Finally, I found it. And it talked real flowery about population control. We need population control in the world, I believe. But we don't need it by these biological experimentation without consent type crap.
Right.
We need it through education.
And, well, that goes back into this whole eugenics movement. People like Margaret Sanger with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
where essentially the mission of Planned Parenthood was to get rid of the African-American people. Yeah. And, well, I mean...
I thought I'd just call you in right out of your cage a little bit. Good show. Keep it up.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Gary. You have a good night. Gary's always there at Fort Defiance with good points. I mean, it's just so sad. And it is sick what these psychopaths have in store. And I mean, they've got us wired 8 ways to Sunday in different ways. They can make certain things happen. They can do this economically. They can do it with a pandemic. They can do it by war. And they have it all set up to do just this. But I mean, just the mere fact, you know, that we're accepting food from, you know, importing the food. We import almost half of our food now, or more than half. And we've got this kind of crap in it. And this is what they're willing to allow to come in. But yet, two people may have E. coli, and we'll recall 100,000 pounds of beef. But experimental bird seed, lead pellets, and date rape drugs in turkeys, bring them on, boys. Come on in. It's China. Don't want them to go nuclear on the dollar there. No. And look at, this is the corner that we're backed into. Guys, I'm telling you, our last hope, folks, is Ron Paul is president, and we send all these critters home. Send them all home. If people reelect an incumbent in Congress, they are fools. It is time that we start sending a message that we are not going to put up with this junk any longer. This is really our last opportunity at the ballot box. And as so many have said, you know, there's the soapbox, there's the ballot box, and there's the cartridge box. And that's going to be the only thing that's left after that. This is an information war right now. And I would prefer to win this with information. And us informing the government that, yes, the population is in control. Back in a minute with more of the number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
You know, if somebody controls your food supply, in the end, they have total control over you. And here we have a country who, and other countries who are importing our food. I mean, earlier in the year, there was E. coli on vegetables. And on a La Raza type website in their forum, they were encouraging farm workers to go out and defecate on the vegetables to give them E. coli. We have no real type of inspection system set up in this country anymore for these foods that are imported. And so we're totally at the mercy of people who are known not to have any type of respect for their people, that will do experiments on them. I mean, most of their products are made with slave labor. That's why people call Walmart Slave Mart, because of all this junk that gets made over there. I mean, I saw something today. They're even using slave labor to make crosses that are being sold in churches across the country. I mean, that's sick. That's literally sick. Oh, that's free enterprise. Them Chinese, they got it down. Keep them prices low. I get to save me a nickel. I mean, this is awful. And this is what we're left with. I just cannot believe that we would continue to allow this type of behavior, this type of policies where, we just thought we'd come up with something. We had some lead pellets and some extra bird seed from the parrots we killed last year, and some date rape drugs. We thought, well, what the hell? Let's just put them all together and see what happens. And turkeys, they liked it. They just really ate it up. It was a great thing. It's like the stuff that, you know, they feed cattle all kinds of things now. They feed cows, actually, cow parts. And cattle are not designed to eat that stuff, but they'll eat it. I mean, they'll stand in a pile and eat their own, you know, cow dung and stuff. Eat cardboard. They'll eat anything. They've even been making cardboard as feed. And this is the stuff that we ingest into our bodies. And people wonder, well, why they're always sick, why there's always problems, why there's cancers creeping up, you know, all over the place. You know, this is about population control. They're killing us slowly through the food. The water has who knows what in it. And just bit by bit by bit, they keep it going through the food. Hey, we're not supposed to say anything. We're not supposed to do anything. We're just supposed to go along and keep on buying this crap and feeding it to our families. Okay, kids, come on in. We got some radioactive beef here. It glows in the dark, but hey, we're going to save some money, not contribute to global warming. You can see your hamburger in the dark. But yet, we just keep doing it. Girls reaching puberty at 9 and 10 years old because of the milk, with so much estrogen in it that's being pumped in it, hormones. I mean, but you've got to protect that bottom line. That's what it's all about, folks. It's the merging of government and business. It's called fascism, folks. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us? The number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. With